Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U. We are having a wonderful talk with Miss Dr. Lashondra Jackson about joint ventures. And we're going to go into like what her business is and what joint ventures that she has in marketing. But before we get into this today, we're going to talk about what is a joint venture. Do any of you guys know what a joint venture is? Yes or no? Does anybody out there know what a joint venture is? And if you do know what they are, have you been a part of joint ventures within your business? Have you decided, have you thought about doing a joint venture with your business? The benefit behind joint ventures is it's almost like a referral system. That means I'm going to bring somebody on that doesn't do what I do, very different from what I do, that will help bring people to what I need. So I'm a business coach. I help people establish their business. I help people get their strategies and systems put in place. So people I would do joint ventures with are graphic designers, web designers, illustrators, copywriters, personal assistants, you know, different social media managers, and people of that sort. POS system people, those are the people who I'm going to do joint ventures with, because as I'm building the system, I'm going to refer them people and they're going to refer me people that need my business. As well as I wanted to get into the business of working with restaurants, right? So people who distribute food, I want, you know, if they're going to a restaurant or they just signed up a new account and they're doing food distribution, hey, does that person need a coach? Do they need help establishing their business? Do they need help putting their business together? Would be something I would work with, right? Food bloggers, people who go out there and you see something and maybe they see restaurants who need help. Those are people who I would do joint ventures with. You know what I mean? So those are the businesses that I attract with it. But let's get another example. Let's just say you are a florist, right? You have a floral company, you do flowers, and you want to build up your florist business. Who needs flowers more than brides, right? Brides are probably the people who buy the most flowers throughout the years and need more flowers than anybody ever. I mean, brides and funeral homes, right? Those are the two people who you would want to joint venture with, because both of those people use a lot of flowers throughout the years. People get married every day and every minute. People die every day, every minute. Same thing. There's a funeral come every day. Every time they have a funeral, somebody needs flowers, right? Bring it to the house, put them on the grave, whatever it is, right? I mean, even though there are multiple other celebrations that people have, but those are small things. But those are two people who need flowers. So with being a florist, you know, the best people, what else do people getting married need? They need photographers. They need event planners. They need a reception hall. They need videographers. So getting in contact with all of those types of people as well would be a great way to create a joint venture with them. You know what I mean? You refer them business, you give them a fee. They refer you business, they give you a fee. You know what I mean? So those are the great things about creating those joint ventures. With that being said, you're building relationships off of their relationships. So now you already have a stronger relationship with that person because you were personally referred. And you guys know, if you've been in the business for a while and you've been doing stuff, personal referrals are those things that make your business boom. Am I right? Personal referrals are what people like, because I don't want to have to randomly try to find somebody to do my flowers for my wedding or do a video because I don't know what kind of work they do. And then what if I hire somebody who's bad? And then I can't be disappointed with nobody else but myself. Everybody else always wants to vent with somebody else. Hairstylists or another people who you can have a joint venture with if that is your entity. So with all that being said, one of the things that you can do that does not cost you any money that can manage your business on a day-to-day basis and bring you clients in all of the time is creating joint ventures with people who do things that accent what you do. That is the goal. We're going out here to find different people out here that accents what I do. You know, that is the whole goal behind creating joint ventures. Now, the thing with creating a joint venture or an alliance with other people is that you're using their referral. So nobody wants to continue to refer you people without getting something as an incentive, right? So what is your incentive that you're going to give somebody? 5%, 10%, 20% of the business, 20% of the sale for the referral. These things are very important for you to establish within yourself and know what your high point and your low point, because people are going to negotiate with you. They're going to want to know who do you have joint ventures with? You know, why do you, what percentage are you giving them? Then you need to have a contract or an agreement with them so that they know what they're going to get and there's no surprises. So create joint ventures with people who accent what you do. Okay, so one of my clients who is a hairstylist, or not a hairstylist, well, slash hairstylist, product maker, right? She should create joint ventures with hairstylists, barbers, people with beauty supply stores, people who are, you know, other people that do hair care stuff or do hair loss stuff, people who do weaves, people who do different things. They should create a joint venture with those people, because if they can refer her to, hey, you need to get this beard oil, or you need to get this hair follicle oil, or you need to get this hair growth oil, blah, blah, blah. These things will help you grow your business, and you don't have to do all of the legwork. Sell that person that you're doing a joint venture on with your services. Make them feel as if what your product is and what you have is the best thing that you can ever put out there and the best thing that you can have. And that's how you truly establish those relationships. If you have a clothing line people, everybody wears clothes. People need t-shirts for anything. If you want your t-shirt to be seen, celebrities are great joint ventures with. Those are a little harder to obtain. A local rapper, a local artist, anybody local that is putting themselves out there who don't have their own line, let them have some of your clothes so that they can walk in models. You know, those are people you create joint ventures with, because then they'll rock your stuff, they'll promote your stuff, they're going to repost the photographers that need some outfits for their people who are doing a photo shoot. Those are great ways to create joint ventures with other people. So think about, I want y'all to take the time right now is to sit back and think about who you could work with that accents what you do. Who do you like to work with? What kind of people do you want to work with that can accent what you do? These are the people who are actually going to help you build your business. You know what I mean? So sit down and think about who accents your business. If you have a certain type of business or an online boutique and somebody needs clothes, you have a photographer that might use your stuff in their photo shoots. And they're not really just, they're just wearing your clothes, which their clothes are being seen by everybody who posts that picture. That's freaking awesome, right? You have a clothing line, maybe a hairstylist, maybe a personal stylist, maybe somebody in the gym wants to actually see your stuff and will work on your and wear your stuff. So making sure that you have joint ventures with multiple groups of people who do the same thing, different things, but accent your business will help you create, will help you build your businesses and build your leads. Now, everybody that you go to, everybody that they use, they're not actually going to use you at that time. But that's okay. If they refer somebody and you get that phone number and that email, guess what you now have? is a volatile lead. Now, they may not have wanted you for your wedding, as that florist would be like, oh, man, okay, I didn't use her for the wedding, right? But, hey, that husband might come back and be like, I would love to buy some flowers for my wife. Or maybe you have male floral arrangements, and the wife or your husband likes to get flowers. She wants flowers. Or the mother wants to get flowers to the daughter, or the daughter wants to get flowers. But now your name is in their system, and you can use that lead to push stuffing out. It's Mother's Day, it's Father's Day, it's birthdays, it's holidays. It's all different kind of anniversaries. Shoot, if you can't get them on their wedding day, they have an anniversary, right? And some people do multiple anniversaries. The anniversary of the first day, anniversary of the first kiss, anniversary of the wedding, anniversary of the baby being born, bridal showers, baby showers, you know what I mean? So those are the things that you can actually put together for your business and actually have out there. So you, even though that client, that joint venture, that person that you got at that point in time, right then and there, did not work for you at that moment, they should always be a lead for bigger and better things. So make sure when you're creating these alliances, you have a system put in place so that, hey, when, because you don't want to make it hard for the person who's referring to you, right? You want to be able to send them to the website, send them, here's your phone number, here's a link, here's something direct that you can get to, so that you can get to that person to actually build that alliance with them. Then you have a schedule a phone call. You schedule a phone call. You tell them about your prices and your services and what you are offering. Then you got now, and then you have to get their email, right? So you get their email so that you email them their quote of what your services are going to cost them. Isn't that wonderful? So even though now you don't do business with you, awesome, fabulous, great. What if they don't do business with you that day? If they don't do business with you that day, guess what? You still have all of their contact information, which what is now a lead, which what? Now you can hit them up on digital marketing. Share your Instagram pages with them. Share your social media pages with them. Now you got one more follower. Now you got one more person who's looking at your stuff and is like, oh, man, that, she's a great artist. She's a great floral. She has a great talent. I'm liking this. Maybe I'll try to use this right now. So that is a fantastic way of building your leads, is with joint ventures with other people. And it has not cost you a penny. And if it does cost you a penny, it made you 10 pennies. How does that make you guys feel out there? If you're excited, give me some hearts, give me some stars, give me a share, give me a like, give me a wave, give me something to tell people, to tell you how that will make you feel in your business. So we're going to get off the subject just a little while. I'm about to tell you about what is about to happen in the month of February. Yay, Black History Month. Yes, support your Black businesses today. Always support your Black businesses. So with this, I need more people who want to be on this podcast, who want to be a conspirator on this podcast. Every one of my podcast guests, I'm only doing it for my podcast guests. Every one of my podcast guests will get a free marketing evaluation and access to my online learning platform. Okay? So those things are incentivized for you to be on my podcast. So I can help you train and grow your business and show you all of these different techniques for free. You'll get the at least the online training for free and only opening up to the podcast guests. The rest of the people, I was a free access. I put out promos and said for my first 100 people, I got to my 100 people. Yay, those powerful 100 people. I'm letting them access the information. Now it's only open to the podcast guests. But remember, anybody who would like a free marketing evaluation, it's a 45 to an hour minute session. I will sit there and evaluate your business. Doesn't that sound awesome? I'll just evaluate your business. We'll have an hour-long conversation. You can click the link in the bio and schedule a time where I have a show me the money session, or you could book a DM, put a message in a DM, and I will send you a link to book a session with me, And again, always free. And with that session, I usually help people find five, depends on how big or how small your business is, $5,000 to $10,000 in your business that you can make extra money in your business without spending a dime. If that sounds awesome to you guys, then make sure you DM me, comment below, send me a message in Messenger, whichever comment in YouTube, whatever platform you're on tonight, make sure you send me a message on there, and I will schedule your sessions, okay? So a month of February, that is what's going on. So let's get back to these joint ventures. Does anybody out there really understand what how the impact of a joint venture can do for your business? Do you understand, like, how, what percentage of, if you add, okay, I'm going to do some numbers for you guys, okay? So if you have make $40,000, or I'll say $12,000, right? Or let's do an easy number, $10,000, right? $10,000 is what you're making right now per month, per year, whatever. And you start adding joint ventures that do not cost you any kind of money. You start going out there cultivating people's relationships with people and offering them 5 and 10% of your services for referring you this person. Did you know that if you did a 10, that will give you a 10%, minimal 10% increase in your business, which is an extra $1,000 a month that you can make in your business? All right. Imagine that. Just going out there and talking or calling different people that accent your business and say, hey, if you have a client that is, if you're a photographer and I have a client that you need some clothes for, you need them to have a photo shoot. They don't have the look that they want to, you know, they want something spectacular, but nobody wants to spend $1,000 on a dress or $500 on a dress or whatever it is on a dress for a photo shoot one time. And you guys know, when you do it as girls and in Atlanta, if you do a photo shoot in a real bomb outfit, you don't wear that out in the street. You know why? Because everybody has already seen your photo. If you have a social media following, people see your photo. You don't wear stuff over and over again. So making an alliance with that boutique owner, you put on one of the dresses, you're helping the boutique owner because they're going to be like, where'd you get that dress? You're going to stay at Shay Shay's Boutique, and they're going to be like, wow, that picture is fly. And then you're referring them to the photographer who did your makeup. Shaniqua did my makeup. Isn't it Bob? And now you have referred three people to that one person, and then they're going to give you a percentage of that sale. So when you say, hey, if you want this, da-da-da, I can either give you a link to where you can buy it from. I can give you a, just tell them I referred you and you get 5% off of your order, blah, blah, blah. Here's a coupon code. Here is their email. If you put this in their thing, they'll give you a code, whatever it is. You do this referral to them, that makes you money as well as it makes somebody else's money. You're helping their business grow as well as you're helping yours. So imagine that. If you can help somebody else's business grow and grow your business all in the same breath, why not do it? It didn't cost you anything. What did it cost you? 5%? But you're making 10, 20, you're making a sale that you would have never gotten if they didn't refer you. You're finding people out there in the world, in the universe, that would refer you that you would have never seen. That is the cool part about social media. Instagram is like your joint alliance with the world. You know what I mean? They have all of these millions of followers, and you go on Instagram, and you put your hashtags, and you go follow somebody to follow somebody else. Half of the people that are on my live and half of the people that are out here right now, I do not know. The people who follow me, I do not know. But they saw me by a click or a link because I made my alliance with social media. And now they're following me because they like the things that I'm saying. They like the way that I move. They like what I am, how I am doing things. So these are the things that you have to do in your business with other people, because they know people that you will never know. You don't know who knows who and how they do know. But in a few minutes, we're about to bring Ms. Dr. LaSharon on, and we're going to talk to her about joint ventures and joint alliances and if she has used them and if they have worked for her. You know, those are the things we're going to talk about tonight. Again, if you guys have not gotten a copy of my book by Pookie, make sure you grab a copy of this book. It is on Amazon. The Audible version is coming out soon. It is going to come out very soon. Hopefully by the end of February, it will be out. And we will have a audio version of this book going live, okay? It's a very short read. Love. It is a great inspirational book that helps you grow your business and helps you remove those negative people out of your life. Because sometimes that's what hinders you other than yourself. And guess what? You could be that negative person in your life. You could be that negative person in your own life. If everybody else supports you but you can't get your shit together, you could be that person that is blocking your success from you. So think about that as you grow your business. As well as we're still in quarter one. Quarter one's planners are out there. Make sure that you have these, have one of these. This is a great place where you could write all of your stuff in it. If you can see that, everybody, write all of your information in there. Keep your notes, keep your joint ventures, keep your appointments, keep your logs. I know everybody is so technology and hands-on, but there's some old school people. This is not designed for the millennial kids who use all those Instagram and notepads in their phone, even though I use some of those too. This is for that old school person who really, really wants to just write things down and keep a nice log of them, okay? It is for that person. So make sure you guys grab a copy of that. This we're going to push into the second quarter. So now we're about to bring her on and talk to her. Hello. How are you today?
That is unique, right? On the other line that you hear. And so I'm just waiting for her to ping me in for my part of the interview to get started.
You're in. You're live. You are live now on YouTube, Blog Talk, Facebook, on all four of my platforms, and Spotify. So you're live.
Okay, I wasn't even aware that I was alive. Hello, everyone. Hello, Miss Unique Wright. How are you? This is Dr. LaShonda Jackson Dean, just so you know.
Nice. How are you? Go ahead.
TV talk show host, just so you know, moment with a twist, owner of JDI, Jackson Dean Investments and JDI Multimedia Network. I am a serial entrepreneur. I am also a national, international best-selling author, and national, international best-selling and empowerment speaker, and the owner of a beauty luxury brand. So thank you so much for inviting me to your show tonight.
You are very welcome. You're very welcome. So on topic, tonight we're talking about joint ventures and joint ventures in marketing. Do you have any joint ventures or alliances with people out there now with your brands?
Of course, of course. Being a serial entrepreneur that I am, I'm always aligning myself with other people in markets and ventures for exactly one of my businesses, which is insurance. So what I look for and who I partner with are the realtors and bankers, people who are going to be in the same market as the insurance business. So if you need insurance, you know, you're going to need a realtor to have houses. And so the people who are purchasing homes are going to need insurance. People who are getting bank loans need insurance for certain things. And then you also have companies that need things like, workers' comp insurance. And so those are people that I strategize and market with. In my luxury beauty brand products and my business with that. I partner with hairstylists and barbers, people who are in the beauty business, people who do makeup like cosmetologists or makeup artists. Those type of people are people that I partner with and venture products for those type of businesses. In my TV, I have a lot of businesses. In my TV production, I partner with other people who do TV shows because, you know, you can learn a lot from each other. It's not, there's nothing wrong with you doing the same thing. There might be something that there may be something that you know, and that I know and you don't know, or you know and I don't know, and we can help each other out with that. We also can shift different guests and everything from show to show, and so that helps out a lot as well. And so I think marketing and venturing is a good thing to do.
Right, and I agree with that. Like, and then it doesn't cost you anything. Everybody complains that marketing is so expensive. I have almost 12 tips that tell you that you can do for free that don't cost you any money to do. Cost you some time, you know. And
right.
If you're not willing to learn, then yes, it will cost you money on that level because you're not taking the time to learn it. But if you can figure it out, if you can figure out how to, you know, go out here and talk to new people and create these joint ventures, you can figure out how to create gym campaigns. If you could figure out how to make how you tell people about your business stronger, those are the things that help you build your business that don't really cost any money, right?
That's correct. That is correct. And like I said with my TV talk show, with us exchanging guests, we're able to build on those different platforms with those guests and the other shows. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with the joint ventures, and it's actually a good thing to do.
Yes, yes. So when you did your first joint venture with whomever it was, whatever company it was, how did you make it work for you? Like, what did you say? What was your offer to them?
So with my luxury beauty brand, which is Original Roots Forever, and what we carry are hair oils, body souffles, body scrubs, extreme hair growth. We also do food seasoning with the same label. And so what I was able to do is to partner with beauticians and barbers. Beauticians are always looking for good products for their clients' hair. And, you know, I think I have some pretty nice hair here. I always have that nice hair, but it's because I was using my product all alone, but I never, so I need to put this out and make it available to the world. And so I started to talk to different beauticians in regards to my product and my oils, and I showed them pictures of my hair and the progression of my hair and the progression of some of my customers' hair that used the product, and they'd be like, whoa, you know, I need to try this. And so I was able to put my product in their shops, and they were able to use it on their customers. The same thing with barbers. With our growth oil, you have so many men that are trying to grow beards. Everybody wants a beard in these men, and so they're using the growth oil on the beards, and they're growing beards. And so being able to partner up with the barbers as well as the beauticians and get my product in there and able to offer it to them at a wholesale price, and then for them to be able to sell it to their clients, it's a win-win for the both of us.
Right.
With spas, with my souffles and body scrubs, same thing with that. You know, you have the different classes coming into the spa. They want something that's going to be really good for their skin. I mean, that's the purpose of going to a spa, is because you're trying to treat your skin. The products that we use are all organic. They're all natural. And so they're basically the best thing that you can use for your skin. That's originalrootsforever.com. And they're able to use those products on their clients when they're giving them massages, when they're giving them facials. selling it to them because they're purchasing it from me wholesale, selling it to them in retail, and their customers are being clients are able to take these products home and use them. So then they love the product, and then what do? They tell a friend, they tell another friend, and next thing you know, you have more business coming in. So once again, like I said, it's a win for all when you do things like do a joint venture with other professionals in your same industry or in complementary industry.
Exactly, exactly. All of those things help your business and help you grow, help you help other people's businesses grow. And the thing is it takes a community to raise a business like it does a kid or a family or whatever. People lack that. Information. If we all stuck together and worked with each other, our businesses would grow phenomenally faster than us trying to attack each other about, oh, you're doing this in your business, oh, you're doing that in your business, whatever. So when you're creating these ventures with people, and if you're introducing this to somebody, if you're a business and somebody says, hey, why don't we work together in creating this venture so that we can make money together? Some people feel some type of way about it. Oh, you're trying to steal my clients. It's not about that, because at that time, I don't do what you do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just accenting what you do. I'm actually making your business look better than it did previously. Because, like, as I'm a business coach, and if I have a team of people, that the graphic designer, web designers, logo designers, copywriters, if I have a team of people to work with like that, they don't have to be on my payroll. That's the problem. People want to put all these people on their payroll. Now we got to pay them hourly, right? It's not always the best thing for you as a small business. Sometimes the best thing for you to do as a small business is to create that alliance, create that joint venture with somebody who's just as professional, let them handle it on that side. They send you a cut, you send them a cut. That's just like an accident injury lawyer working with a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's true.
So you get a
great point.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, you're making some great points with that.
So the same thing, that accident injury person wants you to go to this chiropractor. Why? Because that makes it more real for the person, for the insurance company, right? You're in insurance. You know how that works. If I get in a car accident today and I don't go to the hospital or go to the chiropractor or go get checked out, then you wasn't hurt. I don't know what's wrong with you. Why do you need so much money? I'll get your car fixed because that looks like it's damaged, but you don't look like it's damaged. But now, if I go to the chiropractor and go to these 20, 40, 50-some sessions that I have to go through, you know what I mean? And longer, more sessions you go through, more money that lawyer can ask for. More money. If the lawyer asks for more money for you, then they get more money too. So
that's absolutely true. And I want to touch on when you were saying that, you know, some of these businesses don't want to work together. You really do have to be selective on who you choose for your marketing partner and your partnerships. And I'm not saying that you should partner with everyone. I'm not saying you should try to do marketing with everyone. I think you should be very selective. I think you should be able to sit back and survey what they're doing and how they're doing business before you attach yourself to their business. And, you know, I had to learn that the hard way. You know, sometimes, you know, there had been times before that, you know, I said, oh, you know, this person is nice. Let me go ahead and, you know, try to do some business venturing with this person, and come to find out that was the worst idea that I could have ever done. And sometimes it's easy to get in things like that, but it's hard to get out of. And once you get out of it, there's a whole lot of bad blood and blah, 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 blah. You don't want that. So it's best to do all your surveying to find out whether this company that you're pursuing to do a joint venture with is somebody that you actually want to do business with or that you can do business with. Sometimes we want to do business with people that we really can't do business with, and not because the business is not there or, you know, the clients are not there, whatever. It's because the relationship is strained or there's something within the both of you that just doesn't click. And so right. You can't make it be successful. And once you figure that out, just move on. Just move on. There's millions of people out there.
Right. And that is a very true statement. I really didn't think about it on that note. But that is a very true statement because if, like you say, you have a very high-end luxury care and body line luxury right. products, right? Now, if I am doing a joint venture and I'm in a hairstylist and I'm doing hair, outside the house, and my business is, you know, like hit or miss, and I might show up for appointments and I might have that product and I might not, or I might not, you know, it's just, you don't run your businesses at the same energy that I run my business, then those are the reasons why sometimes those joint ventures may not work. So like she says, yeah. You need to make sure that you are, it's like a relationship kind of sort of. You need to make sure that that business kind of runs how you run your business. Or at least at the right. same attitude and the same, what's the word I'm looking for?
Integrity.
Integrity, right, that you run your business. Because God forbid you get in the business with somebody and be like, yeah, I referred you to a photographer. The photographer took your deposit and never showed up for the shoot. Now, or yeah. the boutique owner, you know, showed up and then they didn't bring no clothes, or all their clothes looked like Walmart clothes or whatever it was, you know, cheap, it had seams missing, the tag, you know, wasn't cut right. That makes an influence on your business. So those are things. Those are very important things that you do need to look at, because the integrity of your business and integrity of their business, it needs to be on that same level. You need to be moving on right. that same pace. If you're a high-end product and your products are $20 and $30 and $40 a pop, you can't go to somebody who's still doing $25 shampoos.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person is going to be like, man, so why would I pay $25 for this shampoo and conditioner when I just paid you $25? Da-da-da-da-da. So it just doesn't work. You can't sell a $50 candle to somebody who only knows about Dollar Tree candles than a dollar candle. You can say whatever you want to say, but you can't yes. sell them that candle because they're not going to understand the value. Now, once they use the candle, then and they use it, they're going to be like, oh my God, this is a big, nice candle. I like this. Now, we got two problems with that. They're going to love it, and they're going to find the money to purchase it, or they're going to love it, and they're just going to love it, and they're going to just savor the candle forever and ever and ever and ever, and you're not going to get a sale because they're just going to burn it for a minute just to get the smell out and then turn it out because they want to savor that candle. So,
well, you know what? I think what I've discovered in business, people are going to pay for what they like. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if they say, oh, that's too expensive. Oh, I don't want that. Blah, 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 blah. I can't afford this. Or they normally won't say I can't afford it. They'll say, you're too high. Your stuff is too high. Your stuff is too expensive. But
right.
if they get the opportunity to try it and they actually like it, I don't care what the cost is. They're going to figure out a way to get the money to pay for what it is that they want. People pay for the things that they want, and this is another thing, and I may be getting a little bit off topic here. When people start talking about lowering their prices for this and this and that, people pay plenty of money for the things that they want. Look at all these Jordans and TS5s and these designer purses that people are paying for. They're
right.
finding the money to purchase these things. And if they want your product, they will find the money to purchase your products as well.
And that, right, but that is off the subject, but that is a very powerful statement, for the simple fact is that people buy what they want, not buy what they need, but buy what they want. And the problem is why, if you're not, if you got a high-end product and your product is not moving how you want to move and you want to lower your prices, it's not because they have the product. It is because you have not educated that client and showed them that your product is worth that and that that's something that they can't live without. You have, you've missed that emotional ping that, that help people understand what why they need it. That's the only reason why they're not buying your product. That's why there's some business coaches out here that can charge $20,000 for their services. Some of us can't. You can charge $1,000 for your service and people still won't buy it. Some people charge $19.95 for their services and they still will not buy it. Why? Because with whatever you were saying to them or whatever information, they don't trust you and they don't like you or they don't understand what you're offering.
So you know, that could be, but I look at it like this. With my product, for those who have not purchased any of my luxury brand beauty products, my hair growth oil, any of my books, or my insurance, you haven't purchased because right now you don't know that you need it, but you really do. And so you need to contact with me at www.jacksondeaninvestments.com and get those products because I know you need them and I have them here for you.
Right. And she can tell you why you need them. Same way why you need my business coach, same way why you need her products, the same way why you need her insurance. There's multiple reasons. And sometimes you just need to talk to people and ask them why. And that's why being having a joint alliance works, because that person that is alliance with you, they know the value. They know how much you need that product. So they're going to sell it to you before it even gets to you. The person is going to be excited about buying your product before it even gets to you. So that is the best part about having it, because nobody likes people who like to talk about themselves all the time. If you tell me that, hey, Mrs. Sandra Jackson Dean is the best, has the best products out there, man, she's the best, got the best insurance at the lowest rate, and blah, blah, blah for what you need. You know, she has integrity, blah, blah, blah. If I tell somebody that right now, they're, what they're going to do, they're going to go over to your page and they're going to buy your product. And they're not even going to ask you too many questions. You know what I mean? But if nobody says that to you and you're just, you're the only one talking about your businesses, your business, then they're like, is it really that good? Nobody ever talks about it. I don't know. So that is why reviews and everything else are so popular nowadays, because that is almost like your joint venture is your reviews.
I have to interject on that and also disagree with this, because I feel like this, if you can't talk yourself up, if you can't put your name out there yourself, you can't really expect anyone else to put out there. So every time that I'm out, anytime I'm doing anything, I'm promoting Dr. LaShonda Jackson Dean, JDI, Jackson Dean Investments, because I feel like I am my best spokesperson. Now, when it comes to reviews and things like that, to be honest, a lot of people don't leave reviews. Now, you will have people that will leave reviews if they have a bad experience more quicker than they will if they have a good experience. For some reason, I don't know why people are like that. It's almost if they want to keep the product to themselves and they don't want anybody else to use this product. This is my product. But what they're doing, they're shortchanging themselves with the product, because if the product can't grow because you're not putting the word out there to other people, eventually, or it could be, it couldn't be, it may, the process may go down.
Right.
The business may go down. Just you yourself cannot support a business of someone else. You just can't. But I have to go ahead and say that nobody really listens when you promote yourself. People listen. if you promote yourself, if somebody else promotes yourself, regardless, they're still going to go and check it out. If you go out and you say, oh, Dr. LaShonda Jackson Dean has the best hair products, she has the best body souffle, she has the best body scrub, she has the seasoning I put on my food was delicious from Original Roots Forever. Oh, I just love it. Have you read her book? Her books are wonderful. Oh, it's so inspiring. You can say all of that, and nobody says anything while you're saying it, but they're going to go and check it out.
Right.
With me, like I said, I'm always promoting myself. And I may not hear this and this from nobody else. I may not even get a like. But when I look at my analysis, I can see that you're still looking. You're still watching.
Right.
So that's
yep.
Great. And you're still purchasing. So I promote myself, and I employ everyone out there in business. Don't let people put you in a position where you feel like, oh, well, nobody's supporting me, so I'm not going to promote myself. Whether they're supporting you with likes or whatever or not, support your own self. Promote your own self, because really, the likes don't pay you anything. It's the cash registers where it really counts. So
I agree.
Let them support you with the dollars, and don't worry about the likes. Let the rest of them get all the likes and everything, and they click together and support each other and everything. It's great to have support. It's great to have someone to like your stuff. That's good. But it's even better when they buy.
Right. And that is the base of everything, making sure you get those people to buy, and you're doing the work to get them to purchase from you. That is the most important part about this whole thing. And I appreciate having you on this podcast tonight. We're in the last 10 minutes of the show. So what I would like you to do is tell everybody where they can find your products, your seasoning, your insurance, your watch your talk show. Tell everybody where they can find your information.
Well, everything is on www.jacksondeaninvestments.com. That's all one word, no hyphens and no spaces, just Jackson Dean Investments with an S. .com. There you will find out information about my TV talk show, which is Just So You Know Moment with a Twist TV talk show, and my network, which is JDI Jackson Dean, JDI Multimedia Network. My insurance company is JDI Jackson Dean Investments, and my luxury beauty brand and my food seasoning is Organic Roots Forever. .com. You can find that. I also have several books that I've written. I am a national, international best-selling author and multinational empowerment speaker, and you can find that information on Jackson Dean Investments as well, or you can go to the separate site of DrLaShondaJacksonDean.com. But if you go to JacksonDeanInvestments.com, everything is led from that particular website. So Miss Unique, thank you so much for inviting me tonight to your show. I enjoyed myself immensely. I love having an opportunity to talk to people about business and ventures out there in regards to business. So this is a plus for me. I really enjoyed it.
That is awesome. One thing we didn't get on, you told us about your insurance and you told us about your luxury skincare line, a luxury beauty line, but you did not tell us about your talk show. So I have one more minute. Tell us a quick snippet about the talk show.
My talk show is Just So You Know Moment with a Twist TV talk show. And what I do, I interview other entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, coaches. I give them a platform to be able to get their message to the world. There are several people that have been on my talk show. We're into our fifth season. It's going strong. We love it. Get a lot of good feedback in regards to that. And it's just a very comfortable atmosphere. There's no pressure. We just go on and we are ourselves. I myself, I like to laugh. I like to have fun. And I've always said, if I can't have fun in what I'm doing, then I don't want to do it. If the fun is, it's over. I don't want to do it no more. far, I'm still having fun. I'm still enjoying it. I'm enjoying my clients and my interviewees that come in on the show, and I'm able to talk about their business and allow them to talk about their business as well as mine. And I also offer commercials for different companies on my show. If you want to run commercials on my network, the opportunity is available for you to do so. So contact us at jacksondeaninvestments@gmail.com, and we can talk to you about becoming a being interviewed or having your commercials. If you want to be a guest, you can go to justsoyouknowmomentwithatwist.com/be a guest, and you can fill out your form for that to be a guest. That's one way of doing it as well. But just contact me at jacksondeaninvestments@gmail.com, and we'll get everything straightened out from there. So I just try to make it simple.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And again, I appreciate you having you on the show, and you have a wonderful, awesome night and a great new year.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that was Ms. LaShawna Jackson Dean talking to her about her joint ventures and her alliances that she has out there with her serial entrepreneurship. She's an author. She has insurance. She has a beauty line. She has a talk show. Now, there are everybody, when you're in business, you always have multiple streams of income. Nobody just has one. So nothing is wrong with having multiple streams of income out there. That is a beautiful part of it. And then some day accent each other to a certain extent. So make sure that you support her with whatever side of that spectrum that you need. And make sure you know, if you need advertising for your business, make sure you hit her up. If you need just some skincare stuff. You know, everybody loves a good shea butter souffle on their skin where it's all silky and smooth. Who doesn't need some moisturizing on their skin? You know, or beautiful, or awesome spices in their food. Whatever it is that you need, make sure you hit her up. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off again. I need more guests for March for my podcast. Then, with that being said, I need more. Every guest that comes onto my podcast gets a free marketing evaluation. It's a Show Me the Money marketing evaluation. I will show you how to make money, how you can find money in your business that doesn't cost you anything. So make sure you tune in and you check that all of that out on how you can make money. Anybody who wants that free marketing evaluation, you can get it by just clicking the link in the bio, hitting that first marketing evaluation button, signing up for that, and you'll get it. And then I'll send you a link to set up an appointment time for us to talk. 45 minutes, and I can show you how to make $5,000 or $10,000 in your business. If that doesn't sound great, then you shouldn't be in business, because having a business is all about making that money and making yourself happy to give you that freedom and that lifestyle that you always want and need. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off here in Studio U. And DM me. Make sure you like, share, and repost this on all platforms. And if you missed it tonight, you can watch it on Spotify, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, and Facebook. It will be posted. Oh, I forgot to mention, we're starting to do weekly lives about topics. So tomorrow's live at 1 o'clock, tomorrow's live early in the morning, probably in the morning. Tomorrow's live in the morning, we're going to be talking about marketing dominating positions, how to dominate your marketing position, how you create a unique selling point for your business. So if anybody has an issue with creating a unique selling point for their business, tune in tomorrow for my live, and we'll go from there. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.